needs the attention constantly.
I know some people who are addicted to fame.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Ming Chen?
It's so weird that you both said that.
I think Mary Beth took a picture of every single fucking butterfly.
Then, of course, the internet is there to like always keep me in check, which I love. Tell him, Steve, Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him Steve Dave. Right out of the gate, apologies for no show last week, but I got a guy following Oasis around the country and another guy on the puppy pageant circuit. So I don't know what to do.
Well, Oasis played New Jersey.
Oh, you were in New Jersey. Yeah,
so I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought you saw him in Florida.
No. Why wasn't there a show last week? I caught blame online.
Did you?
Yeah, people were like, it has to be this guy's
fault. Oh, probably because I blamed you guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember being responsible for there not being a show. Was I? I was around, wasn't I?
You were around. I think Walt couldn't do Thursday. Walt had an appointment Thursday.
All right, so it's Walt's fault.
I didn't get back until Wednesday from Niagara.
You're doing an awful lot of fucking finger point for a guy that was in Niagara.
Got stopped at the border.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
They're pretty tough up there.
Is that it?
Yeah, when
I felt
over.
I felt like a little bit. I took it personally a little bit.
Why?
Because I'm like I had all the answers. I had all my passport, mm-hmm. everything ready to go.
Yeah,
answered all the questions, and then she's like, "Okay, just go over there," you know, like to the side.
Yeah,
and so we pull over to the side, and they're like, "Okay, we got to go through the car," and boy, did they go through that car. They really looked at everything.
I've had that experience, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
And
did they find the volcano or did you leave it home?
I left the volcano home.
Good.
However,
good,
I inadvertently had a safe with me. Like my this gun safe had been in my parents' house for years. And just recently they're like, "Hey, do you want this? Can you take this?" So I was like, "Sure, I'll just take it."
Yeah.
Now I don't know where the key is, so I should have just fucking chucked it in recycling.
How big is it?
It's about the size of a gun safe, you know, like I would say 12 inches.
Okay, so it just holds like a gun.
Just holds a gun, yeah. And he's like, "Well, where's the key to this?" Because he found it in the trunk.
Yeah.
And I said, "I don't have the key."
Oh, boy, that's really suspicious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
And he goes, "You don't have the key." I was like, "No, I don't carry the key around with me." I was like, and it wasn't like it was the only thing in the trunk. Like, yeah. The rest of my car is pretty clean. But it's empty.
Was it clearly empty?
No, you know, but he doesn't know it's empty.
No, yeah, but if you lift it up and it doesn't weigh anything.
I shook it up pretty good. And I was like, you said you can't hear anything. I was like, if you want to, you could just throw it away.
Right.
And he goes, "Well, we can't do that." He goes, like, "We got to see what's inside." So an hour later.
They got a locksmith?
No. An hour later, they finally come down. They're like, "We don't want to mess around with this anymore. We're just going to send you back to America." And I was like, "What do you mean? Send me back to America?" And they're like, "Well, you go back to America.
Throw it out there.
And then come on back." But going across to America, I had to tell them why. why I was coming back so quickly. Because I was back within an hour, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, "Well, here's the deal." And the guy's like, "All right, well, were you on Comic Book Man?"
No.
Yes.
Great.
Wow.
I was like, "As a matter of fact." So I got the Comic Book Man treatment a little bit. They put me to the side. And they did ask me, like, "What do you do for a living?" Like, once, not that guy, but a different guy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't panic.
No.
Nope. I thought of Walt Flanagan. I was like, "I'm a pimp." No, I just said, "I'm in video production." And he goes, "Oh, okay."
Nice.
And that was it.
So next time
you're up in Canada, Walt, video production. That's the answer. They take that as an answer up there. The first time we went to Canada.
Can I just ask this question?
Sure.
Once you get through the American side.
Right.
Can't you literally just have the safe in hand and just throw it right out the window and then just make a quick U-ey and get back in line to get back into Canada?
That's exactly what – oh, no. No,
on
I mean
– let's throw it on the side of the road and then if it's there on your way back,
throw it out the
window. Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't considered that.
Yeah. just chuck it while doing like 30.
Yeah. I mean, you aren't
banana peel.
You are going over water and stuff. So, I should have just chucked it right in the water. But no, he – the first time we went over the border, it was like maybe 15 minutes. But by the time we got back around, it was like another hour. Oh, yeah, like all the cars had lined up by that point. So that's the story.
Why were you in Canada? Did I know this?
Anniversary.
Oh, you went up there?
Yeah, we went up there for the anniversary because we weren't sure where we were going to go. And then we were just like, oh, let's go to Niagara on the Canadian side.
Oh, nice. Is it still like kitschy over there?
Oh, very kitschy. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
You were there recently, right? Well,
a couple years ago.
Yeah, so you know.
Yeah, nothing's really changed. I don't think they're ever getting rid of that aspect of it.
Good guy.
Did you go in the Sea of the Mists?
We didn't. No.
No.
No. I've been on it before.
I know,
so.
That's the most romantic part of Niagara Falls, though.
Is it?
Did you go up to the top of the fucking needle?
Didn't go to the top of the needle.
Holy shit, what'd you do?
What did you do?
We went to the Butterfly Conservatory. You'll appreciate that.
I'm a big fan of that.
Although I got to say, like, I wasn't like crazy about the idea of going, but I'm like, all right, you know what? You said the one in Key West was pretty cool, so I'll give this one a shot. I think Mary Beth took a picture of every single fucking butterfly in that place. We were there for so long.
See, I didn't go into the Butterfly Conservatory when my family went in because I was told that if a butterfly lands on you, even on your face, you can't do anything about it. You just have to let it sit there. And I was like, fuck that. I will fucking destroy that thing if it lands on me. Like it's a fucking rabies.
Start hitting
rabies
your own face
infected.
Trying to get it. This is a butterfly, man.
I would go fucking ape shit. I would go like
there was a girl who
like spaz.
There was a girl there who pretty much was that. She a little Asian girl. She was probably like maybe five or six. You would have thought she was looking into the eyes of Satan himself with all these butterflies around her, screaming at the top of her lungs. And I'm like, why don't you take her out of here? Like she was terrified.
Yeah,
she was terrified, man.
You don't do that. If kids have a hang up about bugs, don't bring them into a place where there's 5 billion bugs.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, not a great idea.
That's why if I was left behind, they're like, he's got a thing about bugs. We can't bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just
sat
on a bench, waited for everybody to come back out, and all was good.
Not bad. We went to, there's a couple arcades around there. She likes to go to arcades.
Yeah, that's fun.
Went out to eat, of course. Not a lot of great places.
No?
In that immediate area.
What a view, though. Those falls, though, huh?
The view is pretty good. We went down and we looked at the falls, but you could actually see it better and hear it better from our hotel room.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I had I think we played there last year on tour, and we had a hotel room that looked like right – it's like right on the edge, and it looks over.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. So you probably just – stayed in the same hotel.
I don't know what it's called, but maybe you guys experienced it while you were in your hotel rooms. Where do you ever get the feeling, the drawing of like it has a technical scientific term, but you want to throw yourself over, like it's the call of
suicide.
It's not technically suicide. Keenum knows what I'm talking about, but it's like this weird thing that happens to certain people.
Yeah.
Like if they're on a really high,
they get like hypnotized or something?
They're drawn and almost mesmerized to step off into the abyss.
No, never felt that before.
I never felt it. It does seem like it's happened a couple of times because I did watch a documentary on YouTube about people that have tried to go over the falls in a barrel and shit. Usually doesn't end up too well. People that just fall in. Yeah. Like,
and there are some people who just do it and they're fine. I went over in a barrel.
There was a guy in a boat. He like somehow he got swept up and he went over the side in a boat with his 8-year-old kid. The guy died.
Uh-huh.
Kid lived.
Huh.
No explanation for it.
These things are barely barrels though. These are like insulated capsules with fucking internet and TV and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, these are some pretty high-tech barrels.
Yeah, they're not
just wood barrels.
No way. Nobody's done that since
but somebody's the 1700s. Had to have done that, right?
Yeah, the 1700s. Yeah. Stop the madmen who are going over in literal wood barrels. Yeah, those hardcore motherfuckers, have long
back
since
men
died
men.
But even like the newfangled barrels that they have, you look at them and you're like, first, I cannot imagine squeezing myself into this. Like, it would be horrifying. Like one guy brought a he brought his turtle with him. He had a pet turtle.
Why?
I don't know.
Kill this fucking poor turtle.
He died. The barrel exploded. Went all over the place. Turtle survived. Or turtle. They said they don't think survived.
Oh man, that sucks. What are you killing turtles for, man?
I know. Well, I guess he was pretty sure he was going to make it because he had one of those insulated barrels. He had the internet and everything.
It sounds like such a stupid thing to do. I would just be like,
yeah, it's like that guy that jumped off the Eiffel Tower with the parachute pants and shit, you know, like, yeah. Because it was at one time, I guess it was like, okay for people to do. Like the government was like, all right.
Wait a minute. He had parachute pants on, like from the 80s without a parachute?
No.
Like
no.
The squirrel suits?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like one of the squirrel suits. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, this will save me. Rock on.
I got my hat. These are fucking vintage chess kings, motherfucker. No one's getting that reference.
Yeah. I'm getting it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
What happened to Chess King?
I think
when did they go out?
Not too long ago. I think they're around longer than you think. Get him. Could you look up Chess King, the store chain? I believe it was around longer than you think. All right. Founded in 1968. Okay. 95. All right. So this is still longer than I think.
You know what? I didn't think they made it that long. You are right, but. Wow.
I actually thought they made it in the early 2000s, so they didn't make it as long as I thought.
So I could bring that. You should buy the fucking name, the Chess King, and bring it back.
I did that with a beer company, remember? Fucking made me have to work another two seasons.
Yeah, but it's a lot easier to ship out fucking parachute pants across state lines than it is beer.
You're fucking right about that. Well, Sergio Tacchini? Remember that brand from the 80s?
No.
Sergio, he was a tennis guy, T-A-T-A-C-C-C. He was everywhere in the 80s. Sergio Tacchini. You don't remember that logo? That was like one of the 80s fucking clothes. That was gone for many, many years, and I started noticing.
Dude, that looks like the Teen Titans logo for the new Teen Titans.
Oh, yeah, right?
I'm surprised you weren't wearing it around.
I know. If I had known that, I would have been wearing some high-end shit.
Back in the day, it wasn't. No, back in the day, it was like, let's go to Kmart and fucking get some stuff. But everybody wore it. Now I've been seeing people wearing it around Manhattan. So I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Makes me feel good. Sergio.
Yeah, every once in a while, you see a members only jacket or people still wear Izod, I guess. Izod's still a popular brand.
They were selling the Adidas stripe tracksuit top. I have so many of them. With Oasis at the concert the other night.
How was the concert?
It was fucking awesome, but I was going to buy one for you. And I was like, yeah, he'll never fuck. He'll wear it once, twice for the joke, and then he won't do it. Concert was great.
It was a stadium concert, right?
MetLife, yeah. Giants.
And is that well attended?
Oh, they sold out. Every stadium that they've had on sale.
That's fucking nuts, man. Because I really don't. I know Champagne Supernova, right? Yeah. Is that them?
Yeah, that was their closer. That was a big closer.
That's their biggest hit, right?
That and Wonderwall.
Oh, yeah. That's like – is there any other 90s band that can fill out Giant Stadium?
Depends if you consider Green Day. Guns N' Roses. Green Day could probably do it. Yeah.
Guns N' Roses, I think 80s.
Yeah, I would agree with you, 80s.
They were monsters in the early 90s, but to me they came out in like 87, right. So I call them 80s.
Well, I saw them play the football stadium in Philadelphia a few years back. So I don't know. I imagine they still – actually, no. They went back on sale with another tour like that, and they took it off because it wasn't selling as well.
It's a lot of fucking seats to fill.
That's a lot. Man. I think they've been –
Didn't they do two nights, Oasis?
Yeah, I believe they did two. Oh, yeah.
Giant Stadium.
Two nights sold out at Giant Stadium.
Why is Liam Gallagher saying Ching Chong? What was that all about? Outrage at the beginning of the tour.
That guy does not give a fuck. They are never going to get that guy to fucking care.
Yeah, these are the two brothers that are always brawling, right?
They brawl. They haven't performed in like 16 years. They come out on stage holding hands. They give each other a big hug. Then they go. It was a great show. They sounded exactly the same. Crowd was super into it. It felt like the 90s, except for the cell phones up. Felt like the 90s were back. It was pretty good.
What's a ticket run?
I did a buy through the venue has a certain amount that they could sell to people who have worked with them in the past. So, but I mean, it was $700 for both tickets, but
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a discount.
That's a discount. Lady Gaga, I went to go see last Friday at Madison Square Garden. Those tickets were fucking, I didn't pay for them, $2,000 a piece.
Ticket prices are astronomical.
I was like, who could go to these?
I don't know. I don't know who's going to be. But it's two nights sold out, though, so people are paying the money.
Oh, Oasis.
People are ponying up the money.
People are going to pay no matter what.
I want to go see Devo at the Garden State. What is that? What's that one on the parkway?
PNC.
PNC. It's ridiculous. I'm like, who's really? Going to see Devo at this stage of the game?
Like, unironically?
And I was like, I can't justify paying that kind of money to go see
How much were they? Do you remember?
Oh, I think they were like $300.
Oh, my God.
That's nuts. And B-52s are also playing with them. So I guess that's two pretty big iconic bands. That's a pretty nice double bill, but
it's a lot.
It is. Yeah, I can't justify it.
No, not unless you really care. But I paid a lot for Tom Petty, Fifth Row.
But he's worth it, though.
He's worth it. Rolling Stones, me and Sal paid $700 a ticket 10 years ago.
Bonkers.
When they came back out for the first time.
And they don't put on a great show anymore, right? I mean,
it's 10 years ago. It's pretty fucking good.
But you have to give them on a curve. It's like, this is a great show because it's 80-year-old men doing
Maybe
it.
Maybe today, but you didn't have to do it when I saw them at Barclays about 10
they
years
ago. They were putting on a show that 30-year-olds.
I couldn't believe that they were putting on the show they were putting on.
You think it's drugs? Like, not drugs like fucking heroin, but like drugs that like that make you like razor sharp and on.
Coke?
Huh?
Coke?
No, I think there's other
Adderall?
Drugs.
Adderall? Adderall? I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know. He just did a good show. It just looked like guys that
– And is it unfair that he has to do all the heavy lifting, Mick? It's like that fucking
– He doesn't have to be dancing around like that.
Is Bill Wyman still around?
Keith is just sitting there fucking
– Right. He does the same. He just has to sit there and strum.
Yeah, but he's not the strong man.
But he has to look – And because people don't want him fucking energized. They want him to look all strung out and fucking
– Yeah, with a cigarette dangling and stuff like that.
He doesn't have enough strength to even hold the cigarette fucking rigid. He's got to let it fucking dangle. Like
that's great.
But then Mick has to be on a different fucking plateau.
Mick wants to be on a different plateau. He wants that attention.
80, I don't know if he can.
He wouldn't be doing it if he didn't.
One night he'd like to be like, I want to fucking – like.
Hang back with a cigarette.
No, I think he's like every night I want to be front and center with everybody looking at me. Keith Richards wrote about him in his book. Like he got addicted to fame, right? That's why they didn't play for a number of years because he was like, this guy's drug is fame. He needs the attention.
I know some
constantly.
People who are addicted to fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about? Ming Chen?
It's so weird that you both said that. I wasn't even thinking of him, though.
Yeah, Ming just started Dragon Con.
Yeah, Ming Chen, Mick Jagger. Yeah, there's two of the same.
Both Mavericks.
But couldn't have been happier with Oasis. Lady Gaga was a good show, too. Really good show. Yeah.
When was that?
Last Friday.
Jesus. Are you just tired from watching concerts?
And then this weekend I went down to Florida to see Fatone play in Epcot. So I had three shows a night with him. I'm just living life, bro. I'm unemployed now, baby. Season wrapped. I don't have a contract for more. I'm fucking unemployed.
So now you're going to jet set around and watch concerts and –
I'm
going to
wake up in the morning and decide what I want to do and do it. That's it.
Oh, man. That's the great fucking living the fucking living. What's it? Living the culotta?
Yeah, I am. I am very happy to be wrapped with the season. They're already saying they want more. I said, don't even talk.
Oh, good.
I was like, don't talk to me for 6 months. I don't even want to hear it. I'm out.
Until some major fucking house repair comes up and you're like, hey, guys, you still want to do
season
30, ooh, who's up for some pranks?
I've taken to describe myself as unemployed, Walter, and my mood is better than it's been in quite a long time.
Good to hear. You deserve it. You've been on a fucking hellish schedule and –
For years.
Yeah, working your fingers to the fucking bone.
Yeah, it's time to kick
back.
It's
time to like let those fingers get fat and fucking pudgy.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
That's what you're advising him to get fat.
Just your fingers. Just your fingers.
I'm working on it. Just the fingers?
Yeah.
So that was it. So I've just been like enjoying not having to do anything. So whatever comes up, I've been doing. All the Oasis tickets I had for months. I got them as soon as they went on sale.
And with the prospect of not having that in the future, does that kind of curtail your like – or do you still not look at ticket prices? You're like, I don't care. Don't even look at the ticket prices for Oasis. But maybe in a year from now, you'll be like, Well, let me look at those prices.
No, I just know what Walton Pryor we're talking about. Devo, $300.
No, not really. Just because we and this is I'm very fortunate to have this. You know, we made a lot of money for these people who put on concerts like Live Nation, the promoters. For
oh,
these things.
Okay, all right. So you can always call in a couple favors.
Always, yeah. So it's pretty good. Like they're very good about that. They're nice. Not like the O2 in the UK. This is like, fuck you.
Think we could still call in a favor too?
Who are we calling it into?
Maybe Nichelle. Nichelle might do us a favor.
You think Nichelle can swing Devo tickets? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
Who could swing Devo? Is it over? Is it already over? Or is it still?
No, I don't even think it. I think it's in September.
Oh, September.
Yeah. I mean, it's not something I was like I'm bummed out. If I really want to go, I could go, but. I just don't know who's paying those ticket prices. I don't know who can afford it and how you justify it.
Yeah, and it's like – and then once you see the ticket price, it's like one thing because I saw Pantera's plane over there. It's rescheduled. And I was like, oh, I'd like to see Pantera. And then you look at the ticket prices. And then you look at the fucking fees for the ticket prices. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what the fuck, man?
Like, I bought tickets to see the Eagles in the Sphere and I was like, Jesus Christ.
I saw something from the Sphere.
What was that?
Yeah.
What was that called?
Yeah, what was it?
I don't remember, but I remember being like, that's fucking – no, it wasn't that. I didn't get like those seats, but yeah.
I saw footage of the Sphere. They're playing the Wizard of Oz there.
Yeah.
Did you see that footage?
I didn't see the footage.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
It's
got to be cool.
It's controversial.
Really? Why is that?
Because they're adding shit to it.
Oh, really?
CGI monkeys. Yeah. So like it looks like they're really – like stuff that wasn't in the actual movie. And they're cutting scenes out.
Because they have to build the theater around.
Cutting scenes out too?
Yeah, they're trimming half hour
out.
Which is kind of sacrilegious. It's like who – can you imagine the guy that's like, yeah, I know what I'm going to trim from a fucking all-time classic.
Classic like that? Yeah, I don't know.
The fucking balls.
Yeah, but my thing on it too is like – because they're saying like, well, they have to use AI to do – to build it all around you, and they're doing all sorts of like, they have flying monkeys in the theaters, yes. Like balloons on drones like that. And to me, it's just like, it doesn't bother me because they couldn't do it any other way. It's the only way to do that at the Sphere. So it's either they have to do that or people don't get excited about seeing the Wizard of Oz. You know what I mean? So let them do it for the fucking Sphere. They're not changing it for like,
thank God all the actors and actresses are fucking dead though. So they don't have to fucking see this.
I'm sure they prefer to be dead than see their movie on the biggest screen in the world. That's a good point.
100 years later.
They bastardized, though.
Yeah, but who cares?
It's like, well, people can't sit around for an extra, you know, the whole movie because we don't have the attention span like we used to 100 years ago. So let's trim it and make sure we do the tornado fucking scene 10 times in a row.
Yeah, but that's just a mess of technology, though. It's not like they're like, hey, man, how do we put Coca-Cola labels in the back of the fucking Yellow Brick Road trees? Like, it literally can't be
just
done.
Just wait.
You'll see
just
it.
Wait. Somewhere, somebody's thinking about it.
I don't disagree with you. Those days are coming. But for something that they could only do it this way, I don't mind. I don't know. Who the fuck's going to see The Wizard of Oz in theaters anyway these days?
Yeah,
Jeff.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday, Jeff. That's about it. I heard Metallica's going to have a residency there, and I'm going to try to get out there for that.
If you do that, I'll go with you.
Okay.
I can't fucking wait to go. Did they announce it? I heard a rumor.
There was rumors, and they were in negotiations. I haven't heard anything lately, but that was the strong rumor. And I vowed if they do that, I will go because I think they will put the work and the thought into making it like utilizing every aspect of
right.
it. Because they're not afraid to spend money.
No, they gotta. Yeah. My friend has seen every show that's played there so far, and he said the Backstreet Boys did the best show.
Oh yeah,
he was like, they blew it away. They fucking knew exactly what to do. They understand the assignment. So I think if you can't one up Backstreet Boys,
Metallica,
yeah,
yeah. Did the Backstreet Boys play any instruments? Or are they just?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah,
I've only seen them sing and dance.
But the show, but the Sphere is more about the show than the music. Like it's
yeah,
weird.
I know it's a whole enchilada. But
so how do you not, you know?
But
Backstreet Boys, you gotta take them down.
I you know what? I'll put my money. I mean, you know what? Although I mean, there's some big wigs that have come up and have failed against the Backstreet Boys, the Eagles. I haven't started yet, right? But they're going to.
I think the Eagles started.
and the Grateful Dead, right?
Grateful Dead was awesome. That show I saw was fucking amazing.
But not as good as the
According to, one, to guy, one guy. Yeah. I'm going to see the Eagles next month, and I'm looking. I'll have a.
What's your favorite Eagles song? Now the Eagles are. I thought you were one of those guys that shit on the Eagles.
No, that's me.
I love the Eagles.
That's me.
The whole world.
And DeRosa, I told DeRosa I was going. I had to listen to a half hour fucking screed on why the Eagles sucks.
Why did the Eagles suck? In his opinion,
I don't know because he
did he give you one valid reason?
Zero valid reason.
They're the greatest storytellers in rock history,
dude. I will say I love the Eagles. Like I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed to say it.
But.
Unless
Dave
in the
city,
around, then I won't say it. I won't say it if Dave's in the room, though. Yeah. I'll shit on the Eagles.
but I've been listening to the Eagles playlist, mm-hmm. like that they have for it. It's pretty good. They do have In the City, which is my favorite Eagles song.
That's your favorite Eagles song. Yeah, that's wild.
I do. I know. I love that one.
Mm. Lion Eyes. I mean, obviously, they're going to close with Hotel California.
You want to hear the list?
Yeah, I'd love to hear the playlist.
Let me read you the list. This way we'll do a little Eagle Sphere.
It is interesting that like you're like, $300 for a concert that's 10 minutes from my house? No. 5 days from my house?
Well, I want to see the Sphere before, just once. I want to see it.
Mm-hmm. You got it. It's like, it's really nice.
That's really the motivating factor here. It's also like, is it a band that I would love to see? Yes. And in a place I'd love to see once, yes. So that's a win-win.
Yeah.
Because I might not even see Metallica if they're playing the PNC.
It's true, yeah.
What the fuck? Okay, here we go. The Sphere list, ready?
Yeah.
Opens with?
Desperado. That's too slow. Way too slow song to open with.
Hotel California.
No way.
They open with Hotel California. They're like, fucking
get
ready. Buckle up, motherfuckers.
Wow. You know what that song's about, right?
Yeah, isn't it about like Satanism in the 70s and stuff?
Boom. Yeah, that's why fucking the Eagles fucking rock, man.
One of these
nights. Any of these pussies who fucking always drag the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because they're scared of Satan.
I just always wondered why people would hate. Like, why would people hate the Eagles, I guess, but hey.
They're fucking master musicians and lyricists.
I got to say, like, I'm looking at this set list and I'm like, my God, I know every song.
Every song.
Yeah. Oh, one of these nights, the Lion Eye, one of the greatest, most honest, brutal songs ever, Lion Eyes.
Peaceful, easy film. You've
said that for a long time, Lion Eyes, that you've had some sort of connection
Life
with
Life in
that.
The Fast Lane. That's the fucking – that's
there
a
you
closer.
Go. How about Rocky Mountain Way, a Joe Walsh song they're throwing in there. Desperado, keep going down.
Heartache Tonight. This is a greatest hits album.
This is going to be great.
Yeah. Oh, New Kid in Town. I love that song. Best of My Love. When you going?
I am going October – one of the weekends in October. I don't remember which one.
Maybe you could sneak me in.
I'll see if I can sneak in. Yeah, I guess In the City's a Joe Walsh song, huh? That's not officially an Eagles song.
No, he has a massive library as well, Joe Walsh, on his own, before he joined the Eagles.
He never really got the respect that he kind of deserved, right?
I think anybody who knows, especially 70s music, will look at Joe Walsh with the James Gang and Joe Walsh's solo career and be like, oh, yeah, this guy's fucking – got some
chops.
Heavy hitters of his own.
I agree that with you though that he's never gotten the recognition that he deserves. You know, like when they're always talking about like greatest guitarists in the world, like Joe Walsh rarely makes that list.
Huh. I wonder why that is.
Do you know why the Eagles took him in?
No.
Even back in the 70s, they had a soft perception that they were a soft band. And Joe Walsh, who I guess they had been on tour with him or they had been in the same hotels with him, was an absolute maniac. And you're like, we'll ask him into the band. He's a great musician as well. He's a great guy. But he also has a rep for being a fucking madman.
Yeah.
So,
get that wild guy
in there.
And
the magazines will pick up on that and they'll give him a little bit of more – it'll get instant credibility without doing anything than just adding another member.
What a different world it is for that. Yeah. He's a wild man? Get him out. Yeah. Everybody's got to take media training to give the correct answers at the right time to the right people. Get the wild men out of rock and roll.
Coldplay, the guy, he's in the middle of more controversy. He said he made the mistake of welcoming Palestinians. Like, he's like welcoming everybody, I guess.
You can't welcome Palestinians.
But you can't welcome Palestinians. Yeah, people.
To where?
To his whatever concert he was at.
Okay, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
Was I it guess. In Israel? Maybe that's why.
It may have been in Israel. I don't know. Let me look it up. I don't think it was, but let me check this out. Because I thought that was weird too. Let's see here.
Mortifying and dehumanizing Israeli fans on stage.
Oh, so maybe it was in Israel. An evening of humiliation. Wembley Stadium. Oh, he mortified and dehumanized Israeli fans on stage.
Okay. Why the fuck did he get involved in this? Just get up there, sing your fucking tepid songs, collect your money, and go home. Like, what are you bringing? Like, your fucking Coldplay's going to heal the gap between the Palestinians yeah. and Israel. Like, are you out of your fucking mind? Just shut up and play your music.
No, he has to have an opinion.
Everybody's
got to have an opinion on it and voice it.
Yeah. Not even that I disagree. Not even that I disagree with that. Zero opinions here. Yeah. Hey, man.
That is a pretty solid set list, I got to say.
Yeah. That is worthy of
the
big ticket, I'm sure it costs.
That one costs money.
Are you of the mindset, though, that it's not – there is a little bit of diminishing returns on it because Glenn Frey isn't there?
I kind of wish that Glenn Frey was there, but I don't think it matters in this year. I think it's just it's like it overwhelms everything.
Yeah, there you go. You're looking at these prices. Section floor R2 row 6, $1,000.
Yes. That's resellers.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
How much was it?
1,000 for floor. I'm not on the floor.
I would have thought more, to be honest with you.
It's fucking crazy. Holy shit. Two tickets?
Two tickets are $4,600. $5,000?
No, I did not pay anything like that.
Who gets that money?
Well, the resellers? Who knows? I don't know. I mean, the Eagles, I imagine. It costs a lot to put on the show there.
Oh, yeah.
So even just renting the place out is expensive. But who knows? Hopefully the Eagles.
Yeah. One of the Eagles getting surprised.
Yeah.
Let's see here. All right.
Oops. I started watching Sandman again.
Is it back?
In the second season, yeah.
It's back. It came back. Not much fanfare for the returning season if it just started now.
I think it got washed out in the Neil Gaiman stuff. Mm-hmm. It's been out for a few months. It's because I started reading the comic again, so I was like, yeah, let me dip my toe in the show. It's just, God, I wish they would do it as an animated series and just do it right.
I'm not, you know, I know Sandman's beloved, but for me, it was always a little bit of haughty-taughty for me.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, we're better than fucking spandex. You know, it's like, oh, we'd never resort to having a fist fight to solve our problems.
Is this Neil Gaiman?
It's not anything I got out of it at all.
No masks. Like that. I always was a little, what I felt with the Vertigo line was.
Well, it predated the Vertigo line though. They folded it into Vertigo.
Did. Yep.
Well,
it was one of the founding fathers of making them create the Vertigo line.
I still think.
It's a. It started out great for me. I did like it when it first started out. But then as all the monstrous acclaim, the more acclaim it got, the more, like, to me, dense it got. And I was like, I just want to see someone beat the shit out of fucking somebody else.
He doesn't do a lot of that at all.
Hulk smash. You know, sometimes you just need Hulk to fucking
– You're not wrong.
Beat somebody up.
You're not wrong, buddy.
Let me knock these out, and then I want to hear about this this contest.
Oh, yeah.
The Teddy's entered.
All right.
Between busy schedules and summer plans, sometimes all you've got is a couple minutes. Factor helps you eat smarter with tasty, chef-prepped meals that are dietitian-approved and delivered right to your door. And now, with more than 65 weekly meals made for how you live and what you like to eat, you've got even more ways to fit in a real meal wherever the day takes you. More variety, more meals. Choose from a wider selection of weekly meal options, including premium seafood choices like salmon and shrimp at no extra cost. Support your wellness goals. Enjoy even more GLP-1 friendly meals and new Mediterranean diet options packed with protein and good for you fats. Savor global flavors. Asian-inspired meals with bold flavors influenced by China, Thailand, and more. And for more choices to better nutrition, that's why 97% of customers say that Factor helped them live a happier life. Feel the difference no matter what your routine. We use Factor here. Me and you, Q.
Yeah, I like Factor.
Don't exclude me.
I know what you do with your Factor.
I fucking chow down on it. Yeah. I eat the whole box as soon as it comes
in. And everybody's like, come on, Walt. Come on, Dad. Save some Factor for us.
No.
I eat it freeze-dried. I don't even fucking heat it up. Yeah? It's so good.
Doesn't arrive freeze-dried, but okay.
Does it come in like one of those like special?
It has one of those gel packs, like some of those gel packs. You eat that too.
I've been in such a fucking Factor frenzy. At least sometimes I'll fucking eat the gel pack because I think it's food.
Mm-hmm. Just squirt it down your throat. Mary Beth did that to our drain. For some reason, instead of just throwing it away, she squirted all that shit down the drain.
Why?
I don't know. She goes, I thought it would wash down the drain. $700 later. I guess it didn't. Eat smart at factormeals.com/TESD50 off and use code TESD50 off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code TESD50 off at factormeals.com for 50% off plus free shipping. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. And then we got a little Raycon action here. This message is sponsored by Raycon. Remember back-to-school shopping as a kid? New notebooks, new shoes, new routines? Well, you might not be in school anymore, but you still love that feeling of starting fresh. And that's why this fall, they're calling it Back to Cool. Because Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are a must-have for getting into a routine and making everything feel smoother and cooler. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds are packed with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity so you can pair with two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic fit that stays put. They have a cool mint color that's brand new, and they've got 32 hours of battery life, quick charge for 90 minutes in just 10, and then awareness mode when you're out walking the dog. We all have Raycons. We all love Raycons. We've made it no secret that this is a Raycon podcast. So go to buyraycon.com/TESD to get 20% off site-wide today. That's buyraycon.com/TESD to get 50% off site-wide today. All right.
Is that it?
That's it. Just those two.
I thought we were going to have a ridge because I wanted to break out. I remember I told you guys last time we were together, I was going to order a ridge.
Is that the power bank?
Yeah, it's the ridge.
Did they send it to you?
Baby. No, I bought it.
Where'd you buy it? I just told Mary Beth to get you one.
Well, it didn't come. Nope. one that I ordered, you know, it came. So are they still a sponsor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
You like it?
Yeah, I love it.
All right. There you go. Get him.
He's got a charger for me now.
Nice.
So the other day, and I got to wonder why too. All you got to do is text me. I have a lot of followers on Twitter and say, hey, trying to win Teddy this contest. Tweet this shit. And then I'll tweet it.
How many you got?
What's that?
How many you got?
Like 95,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So why don't you just do it when you see it then?
Oh, I did it. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I did it.
All right.
So. But I have to stumble over it. I don't really go to Twitter that much.
Oh, yeah. So my mom hit me to this contest and she's like all gung-ho about New Jersey's Top Dog contest, and you enter your dog, and the grand prize winner is going to get on a New Jersey scratch-off lottery ticket.
Wow.
The image will go – like the dog's image will go on there.
Okay.
And my mom has whipped my wife into a frenzy about it, my daughter Alicia, and now they're all like, did you vote for Teddy today? You piece of shit. You didn't vote yet.
You vote every day? I just wake up.
Vote every day.
Hold on.
And – like they are living and breathing and stressed out about
Teddy winning.
The possibilities of Teddy not winning. Like, how could he not win?
Okay.
And I'm just like, there's a very good chance he's not going to win, I said. Especially if I start to like you know, ask people and let's say listeners flood it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to be like, well, what's going on with this dog? And they might just strike him from the contest just for fishy activity.
Well, I've been voting from three different email addresses every day. So
I just retweeted it. I'm going to put my vote in right now.
I want the link to for him.
What's up? No, I got it. Came right up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And yeah, I would love to see Teddy win, but if he doesn't, you know, it's not going to really affect him.
You know, it's all rigged and bullshit anyway if he doesn't win.
My vote's in. Oh, you got some lookers here, though, buddy.
Yeah.
Some cute competition going on.
There is. You know, there's a lot of sweet dogs
in
New Jersey, but I think he would make an absolute fabulous dog to be on a scratch-off, though.
He'd make me want to spend money.
Right? That kid was like, we should buy every scratch-off and then resell them. And I'm like, what? Is that even legal? So he wants us to buy, let's say the scratch-off's $1. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, and then we'll sell them to ants for $3. And I'm like, we don't want to fucking go to jail. Or this is not
so schmucky.
Rip off our fans.
Yeah.
I don't understand how like a little contest like this can affect people. Like people I would never dream like even get them, like harebrained schemes to try to get them to win. My mom calling me every morning, did you vote for Teddy? Don't forget, vote for Teddy. And I'm like,
wow, Teddy's
beloved.
They're
caught up in it, man. They are caught up in it. But yeah, what's the website? NewJerseyTopDogs.com?
JerseysTopDogs.com.
JerseysTopDogs.com.
Let me see the picture that you've chosen, because a lot of these – there's a lot going on in the background. There's a fence. There's trees.
Yeah, he's at the dog park where he likes to train.
You're saying he should have focused a little bit more on him?
I think, yeah, like maybe a little bit more where the focus is less pulled away to things in the background.
I want to show that Teddy's one with nature.
Also, I wish you would ask me about this. Like, it's clearly not a recent photo because all those leaves are dead and on the ground. So it was a year ago last fall. So it doesn't look like a recent photo.
It's not a recent photo. No.
I know. That comes across.
But why does that matter, though? You think everybody's photo is – they just took it the day before the contest?
I know. Look at Facebook. Nobody's pictures.
I wouldn't say a full year before the concert. No, it's not like I think everybody else has got great photos either.
Well, you think that when Biden or Trump has a fucking rally, you think they're using the picture from the day before or not a fucking airbrushed picture when he was fucking svelte and – strong.
But his hand was a normal color.
Yeah, are you proving my point, though?
Yeah, but I mean, I want to be fucking real with the people.
Look at the one, the bottom right looks like a fucking port, like a seal or something. Yeah, it doesn't look like a real dog.
He's cute,
though. It does look like a seal, actually. Willow, she's cute, though. Yeah.
Then, of course, the internet is there to like always keep me in check, which I love. You know? to fuck that I'm abusing my fucking platform to give my dog an unfair advantage.
Why do you think I've been doing this shit for 15 years? For moments like this.
Thank God the internet's there to remind me that I'm a piece of shit.
That's why I got off it, pal.
And then, of course, socks. 14-year-old socks. She's had these, they call them like tags. I guess they're like tumors that grew off her belly. For years, the doctor was like, they're not bothering her. We don't have to remove them. There's nothing wrong with them. But I guess one was in her like armpit and the skin got so stretched to the limit that it kept breaking and bleeding.
Yeah.
So, and you can't put and she loves to walk and it's like right where her harness goes. And the doctor was like, if you don't address this and you allow it to keep – because it can't heal. It keeps like healing and then opening again when she's out, especially this time of year. The doctor was like, maggots can get in it because it's an open wound. And it could get infected, obviously. So our suggestion is to take it off. But I'll be honest with you. You know, she's a 14-year-old dog. There's a chance she might not live through the operation.
Mm.
So you have that dilemma, which to me wasn't really a dilemma.
Yeah, you got to take it off.
You take it off. And I was like, I know this dog's fucking tenacity. This sock has got moxie. Mm-hmm. I go, she is going to make it through. But like there was a chance, though, that she might not make it through. And she did make it through. And she's great. She's mending and she's back better than ever. Like she – 14 years old, but she – I don't know. Get him. What would you say? She acts like a five-year-old?
What did I say I have?
But I made the mistake because I felt bad. You know, because my wife was like, you never ever mention socks, do you? You always talk about Teddy. So I was like, all right, I'll give an update on what's going on with socks.
All right.
About
I got to agree with her. It is true. Teddy is in the spotlight.
Yeah, Teddy and Cooper. But because socks is just like a cool – she's like a cool cat. She's like – almost like a human being. She doesn't act goofy like the
look at
bulldogs.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you, bud. But
so I posted. And then socks. I posted about socks. Like
okay, there it is.
Socks just looks like she just got into a car accident.
Yeah. That was her sleeping. That was. I just wanted to get a picture of how, you know, she had gone through hell that morning.
Yeah.
Right. You know, but she was well on her way to recuperating, and she outwalks the dog that's 10 years her junior every night. Like sock, I mean, Teddy wants to give up and go back to the car. She never wants to give up.
Great. So did somebody call you a piece of shit for that?
Oh, cruel and selfish. And how could you put your dog through this kind of trauma for your benefit? You have to be a responsible fucking pet owner.
They have to be trolling you. There's no way this can be real. There's no way.
No way.
I lied to you. I wouldn't make this up.
No, I believe you that people are saying it.
But like who – thank God that person who – they said that my dog had already reached its age expectancy.
Yeah.
So to try to get any more out of her is just cruel to the dog for your peace of mind that you think you're doing something great.
So you got to have a tumor that just breaks open on the skin.
Yeah.
But I guess they're saying, yeah, well, if that's the case, then just put the dog down. That's the third option that I should have considered.
Could you imagine being the sort of cocksucker that sits on the internet and writes pets owners things like they know anything about your fucking pet or their quality of life or anything?
I was just dumbfounded. I'm like, God damn, I hope you're not in charge of grandma or grandpa's fucking
really, yeah,
end of life fucking situation.
They're fucking not. Because they wouldn't have time to be on the fucking internet talking about a dog surgery if they had any real responsibility.
Wow. Yeah. But that one, like, yeah, sometimes you don't have to say everything that comes into your head. Right?
Or type it out.
Yeah, right. Sometimes you just don't need to. I don't understand it. Like even if it was – an instance where I was like, I disagreed with somebody's decision about their pet. And I'm like, ooh, I wouldn't do that. That would be the end of it. I'd say that to myself and then immediately like, ooh, yeah. Fucking Friends is on. Yeah. And I would never think about it again.
Like you might tell Deb if you're strained for conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, there's a lull or a drive into fucking Red Robin. Yeah. Oh, you know what I saw yesterday? I certainly wouldn't run and fucking type out a fucking manifesto about how I'm a fucking selfish, unfeeling cocksucker for keeping my dog alive.
Yeah.
Now, she may only last, who knows, 6 months, a year, because things can turn on a dime with dogs. I've seen it.
Yeah.
But she also may last – hopefully, fingers crossed, a lot longer. And right now, her energy levels are better than they were before.
Great.
Like, she defies logic. I know not every 14-year-old dog is this way. I get it.
Yeah.
It's a gift. But that's also why, like, not every human is the same. Not every 50-year-old human is the same as, like, another 50-year-old one, right. Health-wise. Same situation. Right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is common sense shit.
Yeah, well, there's just – sometimes there's no common sense.
Only people who should be fucking – like remember when Reacher saw that dog in the yard and he went and he punched that guy in the fucking face? Yep. Be that guy. If you're so, you know what I mean? Yeah. Do that. Don't go on the fucking internet and type your fucking – wipe the crumbs off your shirt and fucking type some
– Yeah, there's a neurotic, unhealthy percentage of people who like to feel better about themselves by criticizing other people's decisions. That 11 from Stranger Things.
Right.
She adopted a baby.
What the fuck did she do that for, stupid bitch?
Yeah. The criticism was fucking outrageous. More so than my little
How
socks.
How old is she?
She's only in her 20s.
It is like, look.
What 20s is she?
Like 21.
Yeah, I think she's in her very early 20s. And she just got.
So what?
Is she engaged or married to
Bon Jovi? She has the means and she wants to take care of baby. A baby that's in need of a home. Yeah. And yet you would think that like this is an indication of how out of touch she is, or, you know, she's never lived a normal life. How can she be a good mother? I'm like, oh my God.
They're a married couple.
Yeah.
They adopted a kid. And somehow people are like,
still
like,
and they got generational wealth that will never. It's Bon Jovi's grandchild. Like, what can go wrong here? Like, the kid would be searching for a well for 10 miles. If fucking she didn't come in and adopt him. Like, what is the problem?
Oh my God. I just wanted to be like, what is wrong with fucking human beings? Like, you can't do even the most like selfless act as adopting a child. Is met with criticism now.
Mm-hmm. I just saw a quick headline. It says it may inspire other Gen Zers to adopt children. That influenced, if you don't understand the difference between you as a regular Gen Zer and Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi, yeah, you shouldn't be adopting a kid. Yeah.
It does seem like we're getting past the period where people took those people like the whiners online were taken really seriously for a number of years.
Yeah.
And it seems like most people are starting to be like, what the fuck are we listening to these assholes for?
Yeah. Yeah. What supposedly do they know that we don't?
I saw that the wife of Bruce Willis
right.
was getting harsh criticism because she revealed
she doesn't live in the same house.
She doesn't
house
live in the same house with right. Bruce Willis because, you know, he has caretakers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Major criticism, like she's a monster. I was like, holy fuck. I know that there's a lot of it goes into this criticism is to make yourself feel better, like you're a better person.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like the person who's typing this anonymous fucking D-bag, it makes them somewhat feel better about themselves to say how they would handle something.
Right.
And you got to feel sorry for that too, though. You know, they're so lost.
That they're so lost. That
and
they're like,
so
let me live your life for you empty. Instead.
Yes. Yeah. That they feel the need to do this because somehow they garner more self-worth.
Right.
By pwning fucking celebrities for fucking for doing things that.
Yeah. For putting a guy with dementia into care that probably is necessary. Like if I'm not sure how far
gone shoes.
Yeah, like I'm not sure how far gone this guy is, but like if it's pretty bad, like she may not have the capacity to keep up with everything.
No, until you fucking I know there's going to be people who criticize like, "Well, I did this cuz my mom did this." Okay, but every situation is different. Bruce Willis has got Bruce Willis money to have some of the best care on the planet. And if you need some time to fucking regroup at the end of the night and go home to your own fucking place,
yeah.
And you have the ability to have your own place,
and the guy that you're leaving probably doesn't remember you anyway.
Yeah, it is wild, man. The world is.
You got to get off that internet, dude. Why don't you just stay off?
I want Teddy to win, though. I got to be on the internet if I want to win.
I went to see the Jaws 50th.
Oh, how was that?
It was pretty cool. So yeah. I went over to Eatontown, saw it on the IMAX. And it's interesting.
They did IMAX style.
Yeah, they did IMAX.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was interesting because there were like, you know, I saw it in the 70s on the big screen. Never saw it on the big screen again until the other day. Mm. And the stuff that I noticed was interesting, like shooting stars at night.
Get out, really? Yeah, that good?
Yeah, like you could see it that well.
Oh, you didn't know?
That there were shooting stars?
Well, yeah, but they weren't in the original print. Those are added just like The Wizard of Oz.
Get out of here.
No, I'm not kidding around.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Yeah, they added all sorts of shit for like, yeah, just so like they would get people to be like,
Really?
No, I'm only fucking.
Oh, I was like, why would they?
I was like, why would that draw me?
You see how fucking disappointed you were? Now you know my pain when I heard about the Wizard of Oz and the Flying Monkey.
No, it just didn't make sense that they would add shooting stars was what got me. I was like, Flying Monkeys, I get.
But a lot of the people, like when the shark shows up and everybody runs from the water onto the beach, the number of people laughing is crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't help that.
It's not scary anymore.
You got a crowd there.
That level of a crowd scene, yeah.
Well, it's like Teen Wolf with the cock hanging out.
Cock hanging out? What's that? What are you talking about?
What version of Teen Wolf?
You've never seen Teen Wolf 2 with the cock hanging out?
I've seen Teen Wolf 2 with Jason Bateman as the boxer.
There's a gigantic scene at the gym after somebody sings. I guess it's
someone
Michael
hangs.
J. Fox.
Someone hangs dong.
And all of, yeah, and if you pan the crowd, if you catch it, you see a guy who put his cock hanging out of his
thigh.
Oh,
awesome! Where is this?
Oh my god!
I gotta see
you
this.
Never. This is legend.
I never heard this either.
Let me see this.
Yeah, there's a big wang. Fucking.
Let me see. I like to see some big wang.
You're about to see in this G-rated.
Well, this is
there
the first.
It is.
Where?
Oh, somebody's fingers pointing to it, right? See it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah.
First of all, that's Michael J. Fox, which means it's the first Teen Wolf. So it's not two, but that is.
You wouldn't get that one out if you
that was
yours?
I wouldn't pull that one out if I was him. Keep that one safely hidden away. That's just like a mushroom hanging out of the front of his jeans.
Well, maybe it was flaccid, though.
Dude, you got to chop up if you're going to do a stunt like this.
It's hard to get a boner on Teen Wolf, though.
Yeah, you're on the set. Everybody's jumping around and dancing. Yeah, and you're like expected to get a boner.
Wow. I mean, Jesus.
I never heard of that before.
Boners in public, though. Did you hear about the guy who got caught masturbating at the Korn concert?
Oh, the Korn concert? Yeah, I saw that. I saw them getting carried away.
If there's music that's less fucking sexually
like relaxing,
stimulating than Korn? what maniac is like, I'm fucking so turned on right now.
And he was sitting by himself. He was like sitting like against he was like on one of the upper tiers, but sitting right against like the like right before you would fall off or whatever, like the very edge.
Yeah.
And he was just going for it, man.
Like in pants or out of pants?
The shot was from his back, so you couldn't really tell.
Okay.
I mean, he didn't have his pants all the way off. I know that.
I've always been a big Korn fan, but when I listen to Korn, like, you just want to punch somebody in the face, not punch your cock. You know, it's
right.
It's just wild that's what that music
something else
drove
going
him
on.
To do.
There's something else going on in that guy's world.
But Korn hears that. Are they, like, awesome? Or are they, like... Oh, fuck.
If I'm Korn, I'd be like, God damn it. Like, is this going to blow back on us somehow? Yeah, see him?
Are we sure he's jerking off?
Yeah, there were witnesses. This guy goes and fucking pops him.
Oh, that guy just hit him fucking from the back of the head, huh?
He had to definitely been doing it for him to punch. You don't do that without confirming.
Without being sure.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it's MetLife Stadium. That's where I was for Oasis last night.
You're lucky you didn't get fucking popped in the head.
Fuck.
The way you were talking, it looked like you were about to do one. You rub one out right here in the fucking studio.
Wow. I mean, he might have been drunk.
We had... In Orlando show, we had a couple start fucking in the audience.
Really?
Yeah.
And
we were doing the show.
Coitus.
Universal City Walk. It wasn't even like a super big. It wasn't like when we started doing like the arena. It was like a theater. So a couple thousand people. And it was a to-do in the audience. We're like, what the fuck's going on? Maybe somebody got into a fight. We found that afterwards a girl was sitting on the guy's lap and he was fucking her. And they got thrown out by security. So our reaction was like, oh, man, that's awesome. I wish I had seen it. But then you're like, oh, then you start hearing like, oh, I feel bad there are people around that had to see and stuff like that. But
yeah, like your audience has many children in it. Too.
Yeah. I mean, we say 16 plus, but that never ever worked once.
You're not worried that like, man, they were so disinterested in the show that they started fucking? We got to fucking up our game. We got to keep their interest.
I don't think anything I ever do will be more interesting than fucking. So, no. Fucking should always win out over anything I do ever. you have an episode, if you have the opportunity to fuck or an episode of watch an episode, like an episode of Impractical Jokers, fuck. Don't watch the show with 300 episodes that's on air.
They paid so much money to get into for that ticket, and then they just.
I don't think they
should. You know, the guy was not paying attention to anything that was being spoken to. By you guys. So he's totally wasted the money.
As long as it didn't waste it, it still came to me.
Oh, man, I'd love to get him on TSD.
Oh, I would love to. It was so long ago. It was pre-pandemic. I don't think that I would ever be able to track him down. They got thrown out. They got banned from Universal Studios.
And they should.
I can't disagree with you. Yeah. You can't really trust them.
No.
Oh, I forgot, too. When I was in Canada, I high-fived an Asian guy. There was no fallout.
Oh, yeah. No far guy.
Yeah, I was listening to it when I was cutting it. We were listening to it, and Mary Beth heard it, and we were laughing about it. And she was like, I think maybe they were like saying you're an old fart because you wouldn't do the high five.
Maybe.
That's a good theory.
That's a good theory, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't change anything, though.
Nah.
No. I still want them fucking brought up on mutiny charges. Can I charge them with that? Like, could I have fucking browbeat the captain to throw them in the brig on mutiny charges?
Let them get away with it. What kind of captain are you?
I certainly wish you had tried.
Oh, what else we got here?
See weapons yet?
I didn't. You know what? I didn't even know what it was about, and then I almost went to see it Sunday, and then I didn't.
Oh, yeah. If you don't know what it's better, if you don't know what it's about.
Yeah, I read the small blurb.
Oh, I went in completely blind. It's still great.
You like it?
Yeah, oh, I think you'll like it.
All right, I'll check it out this week.
Yeah.
And I'll go see it.
When does voting end? Get them September 12th, right? And you got to vote every day. JerseysTopDogs.com. Teddy Flanagan, you're looking for.
Yeah, September 12th.
September 12th. Every day, people. Everything just came to a screeching halt. Yeah. Go do it now. Okay, we'll wait for you to come back.
Yeah, we'll be right here.
You're not a Cracker Barrel guy, are you? Like you're not.
No, I saw this story too, and I'm very suspicious of it.
You think that they intended to go back to the guy the whole time?
I don't believe there was a real outrage about it. I believe this was a manufactured. Because if that's true, if people are really upset by this, like then the right is bigger pussies than the left. This is such. A fucking non-story that the right has no fucking – they have no fucking legs to stand on if they complain about anything the left does because they changed their fucking logo and now you fucking
– Well, they got rid of the logo. Meltdown. They got rid of the logo, which could be viewed as being like PC or woke or whatever because it was – because it's an old guy – an old white guy in a rocking chair.
Real. I don't believe this is a real story. No? I believe this is magic.
I mean it was real enough that they lost $100 million dollars in market value.
I don't think – well, that – I want to meet one person who was really mad about this.
Right.
I would love to meet one person who was really upset by the fact
no, that wasn't me.
that they changed their logo.
I understand that.
I want to ask them, like, what are you missing in your life? Like, what is missing? Because you got to fucking find something.
I just fill
that fucking massive void that allows you to get mad because a corporation changed their logo.
But then the CEO or whoever she was comes on and she's like, yes, and we're learning that people love it. And they're very excited about the new restaurants.
She's gotta fucking
but it's just like, you're full of shit. You're full of shit, lady. Yeah, like the next day they changed the logo back. So how fucking excited could everyone have been?
Yeah.
Although I tell you what, when we were driving, I saw Cracker Barrel. Man, that place was fucking packed.
Yeah, people may have reminded them that Cracker Barrel was around. Yeah. Remember when they got rid of Aunt Jemima? I wonder, you think they could bring her back now?
No.
You don't think they could bring her back now?
I thought they brought her back as like she was like, she looked... Like Lola Falana, though, like real hot.
Well, they did that years ago. She's been hot for years.
Yeah, right, but I don't think you can go back now to like Florida Evans.
No. Get a hot Aunt Jemima back.
Hot? Well, no, original Aunt Jemima was a big, pretty hefty, big bone lady.
Yeah, they ditched her.
Yeah, she's never coming back.
Yeah, she'd probably never come back.
Yeah, but there's the difference. There's old Aunt Jemima. There's new Aunt Jemima.
They should go back to old Aunt Jemima.
No.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
You can't go back, Q. We can never go back.
Do you think that the Aunt Jemima people see what happened with Cracker Barrel and are like, why the fuck did we cave?
I thought this was done in the era before even the internet that they changed it.
No, this was
no. They dropped it during the pandemic.
George Floyd stuff.
Yeah,
they dropped it during the pandemic.
Yeah, really. it was a response to all that.
It's good. I think it's a nice. I put a feather in my cap that with all that was going on in the world, I never even heard this story back then.
Oh, we talked about it for sure on this show.
Definitely,
but
I flushed it out of my brain.
But do you think that now they're like, why the fuck did we cave? That was the first thing I thought. It's like, no. Well, the Antrimite people must be annoyed.
I think people. Who fucking,
if they just held on.
They're the only game in town for that, for syrup, right? They're the most famous syrup.
I don't know about that.
Mrs. Butterworth.
Mrs. Butterworth? I thought that was butter.
No.
Mrs. Butterworth?
That's syrup, yeah.
I think it's just butter. Right?
They're probably the biggest name.
I bet you're wrong, Walt.
They should call her Mrs. Syrupworth then. Not
they
Mrs.
should,
Butterworth.
Yeah. That would have been a more accurate name.
I don't eat pancakes, so I don't know, but I always assumed that Mrs. Butterworth was hawking fucking butter. Yeah,
there she is. There's Mrs. Butterworth.
I mean, they kept the bottle in her image.
I'm surprised they haven't fucking made her.
Oh, that's Butterworth.
Right. Well, actually, I'm not surprised because they made Mrs. Butterworth now real curvy and fucking with big tatas and
like his modeled after Sydney Sweeney.
No, maybe someone a little bit more top heavy than her.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I might get into pancakes then. Who's that big? Oh, who's that, the Kissing Bandit? What was her name again?
Oh, the woman who ran on this.
Sanguli. I can't remember her name now. Fucking.
Morgana.
Morgana, yeah, the Kissing Bandit. Yeah, like if she was the new model for Mrs. Butterworth.
Present day.
I don't know. I can't help. When I saw Cracker Barrel, my first thing was thinking about Aunt Jemima. I'm like, I bet you they wish they hadn't gotten rid of her now.
Well, I know the descendants of Aunt Jemima and the town that she came from.
I know we're pissed.
We're very proud of that.
Yeah.
And then like,
why the hell did you get rid of her?
Yeah. They're like, it's the only thing we had going for us.
I've eaten at Cracker Barrel maybe 6 times, 4 of which I've gotten the shits afterwards.
Really? I'm surprised that you would continue. You usually have like a once and that's it policy.
You know, there's like in between those dining experiences have been years at times. So like, yeah, you know what? I'm sure it's better by now and I make the same mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Never again.
I like Cracker Barrel on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've gone several times.
Yeah, I would never be like, let's go to Cracker Barrel tonight. But if you're driving past it, I'd be like, oh, man, let's go check out the old Cracker Barrel. Uncle Herschel.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. Herschel?
I think so. I think that's what his name is.
Yeah, I don't know if it wasn't just another manufactured outrage story to piss certain people off to be like, hey, don't worry about the fact that, you know, there's a whole generation that will never be able to buy a house. But Cracker Barrel changed their fucking logo. Yeah. That's what you should be mad about.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, let's
wrong.
Forget about, you know, Epstein list. Yeah, it hasn't been released yet. Cracker Barrel, though. That's what you should be mad
See,
about.
Cracker Barrel is easy to be pissed about, though. Like, the Epstein shit, there's nothing you can do. But like,
and then when it gets changed back, those same people who, if there were, and I don't believe there were people who are pissed, but if there are, they'll be like, I won. I fucking won.
Mm-hmm.
I won tonight.
Well, it's a rare win in these situations. You got to take them where you can get them.
Can you imagine, though, feeling any sort of victory?
No.
Well, I just, when they changed it, I didn't feel any defeat. So, I mean, when they changed it back.
Yeah, there's been times when I've been on the road and there's like Cracker Barrel's the next exit. And I'm like, Can we just drive another? I don't care if it's 60 miles more to the next exit in case there's something better because I really don't want the shits tonight.
When we were in the hotel, not the first night, first thing the next morning, clogged the toilet up.
Fucking honeymoon?
On the honeymoon?
Your five-year anniversary?
The five-year anniversary.
Oh, no. That's got to fucking
– And I flush the toilet.
Somewhat. If the romance is at a 10, it's got to bring it down to a 7, right?
I would say that it didn't help.
Well, do you try
immediately
to hide
right
it?
Out of the gate? No, I mean I had to call down for a plunger.
Can you blame her? Be like, did you flush a tampon down this fucking toilet? Oh, well, unbelievable! I know you did.
Yeah. I'll let it go this time. But now I got to call for a plunger.
It's not even that time of the month, Brian.
Yeah, right.
Right.
It's always our time of the month.
Yeah, isn't it, bitch? Isn't it?
Happy anniversary.
All because I can't control my bowels.
Brian, you're scaring me.
It's going to cost me a fortune.
But the guy does bring the plunger up, right? And I'm like,
you gotta do it yourself. You can't.
I reach out, and he goes, "No." It was like an Asian guy. I don't think he spoke English.
He's got to unpunch your toilet.
Yeah.
Oh god.
So I had to give him $20. But yeah, he had to see my fucking gross evacuation.
Oh, no.
But then after he leaves,
I'm on my honeymoon.
Over his shoulder as he's doing it. I'm in love.
Oh, that's nice, sir.
Oh, you speak English? Okay. Yeah. No, but then when he left.
Hey, buddy, can you just please say that there was a tampon in there?
Yeah. I just take one out of my pocket. I throw it on the floor. I'm like, aha!
He's next. He's a toy guy.
Sorry, ma'am. Yeah, you can't flush these down the toilet.
What did I tell you? What have I been telling her? Exactly what I've been telling her.
As
thank
he walks
you
out, Brian gives a big wink with a big smile.
It's still in the wrapper. You didn't even take it out. It's just wet.
It's floating on the top of the surface.
This brings me to something I've been thinking about, though. I told him about it recently. Get him. I don't know why, but I mean, especially here at the office, sometimes I'll use the girls' room when it's – obviously we're the only people in the building because it has better water. The water comes out all cloudy if I want to fill up the dogs' bowls. Right. In the girls' room, it does come out cloudy. But there are so many signs to not flush tampons down the fucking toilet.
Yeah.
And then I was in – an all sex bathroom. All sex.
Nice.
Somewhere. And again, those signs. And I want to be like, what is wrong with women that if they don't know by now not to flush it down, like, why do they have to be told every time they walk into a bathroom not to flush it down? I mean, either they're the most stubborn fucking bitches on the planet or they're fucking brain dead.
I would expect that, like, remember, like, in sixth grade when they had that course, like, you know, like they took all the boys out of the class and all the girls stayed back.
That should have been, yeah, that should have been the first kits thing that they went over.
Here's how you put it in. Yeah. Here's where you don't put it.
Or is it, I'm not letting no man tell me where I'm going to put my tampon.
Yeah, I know, yeah. You're exactly right, yeah.
I'll find the patriarchy.
Yeah, some modern day woman clogging up toilets. I did notice, though, after the guy left, I looked out in the toilet and the hole where everything is supposed to go down, dude, it was like the size of this Gatorade bottle. I was like, no wonder. It wasn't my fault.
That's not great.
Well, those and are no those pressure newfangled toilets.
Yeah, probably like low pressure or whatever.
Yeah, that's why they're changing, putting all sorts of different chemicals in our food so our stools aren't as large as they used to be as our grandfathers.
Wow.
Our grandfathers had much larger, more powerful stools.
Yeah, I remember that.
Tiny little fucking unmanly shits. They
look like rabbit shit.
Yeah. Look at a bunch of fucking rabbits hopping around.
And that's – like to save water, they have to change, you know, change the way we defecate.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it at all. Give me as much water as possible.
Working on a fucking, you know,
he's one
of his secret plans to make men – have less vaccine manly stools.
Yeah, a vaccine to make your shit less manly.
In Russia, they still take shits that are giant and bear-like.
This is the story of the fucking day, though. This is real. That whole shit about Bill Gates and stools, that's bullshit. That was, I don't want anybody to fucking email me thinking I'm thinking that. But
spreading misinformation.
Researchers
you did it.
In Japan are conducting the first human clinical trials for a new drug that will regrow teeth by 2030.
Whoa.
Is that fucking insane? Now, do you want to take that drug? That is so fucked up because you could have a tooth coming out of your fucking scrotum.
If it doesn't
come out right, you know?
I mean, I have so many implants at this point. I don't even think I could do it, but I mean, if you're telling me that science finds a way to regrow teeth,
You'll never have a need for dentures ever again. Now, big denture.
Yeah, they're not going to like
They're not going to like this.
They're not going to like it. But
I would, who's going to take that fucking drug, though? That is so – I know Ginnam's raising his hand.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
Because it's so unfucking natural. It goes against anything that we've ever been taught that you can regrow bone, especially where you like out of your
gums. But there's precedent for it already because you already grow like you already have baby teeth and then secondary teeth. So you have
Correct me if I'm wrong, but we didn't need any drugs to fucking regrow our teeth.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's not like we're growing a third.
Unless my mom told me something that no. neglected to tell me.
But it's something we've already – it's not like it's like grow a third leg. It's something that already happens in nature. They're just like figuring out a way to restart that
process. To trigger the regrowth process.
That would be my guess. Like that's why it's easier.
Ooh, would you want to be – would you take this?
I wouldn't be the first guy to take it, but like,
I would be
they
terrified, you know, like all of a sudden I got a tooth coming out of my cheek.
Yeah, like in all these inopportune places that make it look stupid.
I mean, obviously, if that was a side effect, I wouldn't take it. But I mean, if they're doing it and they figured it out.
Like, do they grow in your mouth or do they grow them somewhere else and then implant them?
Well, I think.
Probably your mouth. Right?
Yeah.
I think they grow right out of your mouth.
They come right out of your mouth?
Yeah. Huh.
How the fuck have they not cured baldness yet?
I think that's getting close to
that. How the fuck have they not cured that yet? It is wild to me.
That's the zillion dollar fucking.
Yeah, but Bezos is walking around with no fucking hair on his head. How the hell is he not?
It's coming though. It's coming.
I'm shocked that they haven't done that yet.
I think it's harder than it appears though. And
sure, right, I would say so.
Right, and I think also you got the FDA. Is that they kind of have you. They have hoops that you make you jump through
in the United States, but not in other countries. Like,
yeah, I think it's coming though.
The person who figures that out will be the richest human of all fucking ever of all time.
Oh yeah.
And then you see your bald friends start coming in with giant heads of hair and shit like that. And you're like,
teeth growing out of their cheeks.
I got the 2-for-1.
What else do I have here? Oh, fucking fuck Sonic, the restaurant.
Oh, really?
After years of not using Sonic because they fucked up my order every single time. After years, Q.
Yeah.
They had years to get their act together.
Yeah.
And I really was like in a mood for a burger the other day. I was like, you know what? I haven't had Sonic in so long and I like Sonic burgers. So we ordered Sonic. And guess who fucked up the order?
Sonic.
Sonic did. I am calling for a fucking nationwide boycott of Sonic.
I don't know if they could fucking survive it. When I drive by the Sonic by our house, I'm like, is that still open?
Really?
One in Middletown?
Yeah.
One in Middletown, oh, yeah. Yeah. There was also one over in Shrewsbury that was like tucked so far back like in this plaza that, that's totally gone now. Yeah. But yeah, I was just like, what is in the water at Sonic that they cannot get a fucking order right?
Has the world recovered from the pandemic yet? Or are we still like can't find people to work jobs?
I think that's still the case. Yeah, I think that's still the case that people are not
working.
And
now with ICE rounding up everybody that we're losing those workers. So it might never be the same for you and Sonic, brother. You might have to just
I noticed when I went to Sonic, it always seemed to be a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, you know. They're like, fuck this guy.
They don't care about your burger. I mean, I got a fucking text to answer.
Oh, it wasn't my burger. Since they didn't include
burger was it?
They didn't include Mary Beth's dinner at all.
Oh.
Yeah, so. And then DoorDash is like, all right, we'll give you the price of the meal or the price of the food or whatever. Nothing for inconvenience. Nothing for like, well, now I don't have any fucking dinner.
Did you order on what?
DoorDash.
Well, that's why. They're like, we're not fucking responsible. That guy ate it on the way to you.
Probably did. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to take that as fact and complain now. Oh, the butterfly thing, too. I had a note about that. There was a girl who was this redheaded copperhead girl was sitting so still for so long because she wanted a butterfly to land on her. So her mom could take a picture. I'm not kidding around. It was like 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
And then eventually she just gave up. She was upset. And then she found a dead butterfly. And
put it on her head?
Posed with it. That's how bad she wanted a butterfly. Yeah.
Well, it's a fucking Instagram fucking,
They don't know on Instagram.
They don't know if that butterfly's dead on Instagram. Nope. As far as all her followers knew.
Yeah.
She's fucking...
All 26 people.
Yeah. The butterflies love her. She's like Snow White. She walks in, they all flock to her, even the dead ones.
Dead ones.
Taylor Swift is good to have sex with. There's a certain Taylor Swift songs. I have the link here, but for some reason the link is now
dead.
Did
you hear about your boy?
I heard he got engaged.
He got engaged. I'm very happy. To be happy. Do you think you'll get invited to the wedding?
No, I don't think so, no.
Would you go? Or you'd have to go.
Oh, in a heartbeat I'd go. How could you not go?
I mean, you know how I was talking about how I got fucking railed on about my decision to do that operation with socks.
Yeah.
Those two kids, they fucking take it on the chin. The internet fucking like they announce they're getting married and it's like
the
people come out in droves to fucking shit on it.
Yeah, I don't think it matters that much when you're worth like $1 billion.
You always say that. I think that's the go-to move. It doesn't matter because they have money. Like but they have feelings though.
They don't care.
They have
Trust
feelings,
me.
Though, man.
Yeah, their feelings are fine.
If they didn't care, they wouldn't announce to the world that they're engaged.
No, there are way more people that care than are the people who are being mean to them. And that's where they're making many, many, many dollars.
I don't know.
Why would they care? I mean, they have the ultimate fuck you money. They're like, I don't care what you think. Fuck you.
I don't know. I mean, people like artists are sensitive, though. And she's an artist.
Dude. That girl,
you don't lose that sensitivity
that
just because you cross over a different tax bracket.
Yeah, you do.
You think so?
Of course you do. Absolutely you do. Why wouldn't you?
So if Walt was richer, the comments about socks wouldn't bother him?
Right? Not in any way, shape, or form.
That's not true.
It is 100%
true. They would fucking annoy the piss out of me.
No, it wouldn't.
I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I would be just as fucking mad if I had $1 billion in the bank as if I had a dollar. No fucking way. I'm telling you.
You wouldn't be online.
Why? Because I've tried to build up my fucking bank account. I only got a dollar.
you'd be doing literally anything you want to do that's enjoyable in life. Because you have the money.
I would be doing
for
the same thing.
Yeah.
If I had $1 billion, I'd be sitting in a room with fucking get them. That's what I want to do.
Well, I can't argue with you. You're saying it.
I had the same discussion with Rob.
What was that? Get on mic. You want to hear this. If you had $1 billion, you just want to come and sit with me every day? Oh, my God. I'm about to cry. Holy shit.
Ray was like, what would you do if you won the Powerball? He goes, would you quit? I'm like, no. I said it.
Yeah, but you want to talk about two different things. You're talking about not changing your routine versus giving a shit what anonymous fucking assholes online say about you. Like, why would you care at all?
I don't think money automatically absolves you from feeling. If it does, that is a problem then, because then it really is the root of all evil. If you become this unfeeling, uncaring monster.
No, but it could. But you're talking about people who are being mean to you. I don't think not paying attention and not caring about that makes you into a monster.
I think
quite the fucking opposite. The people who are online telling them that whatever shit they're giving Travis and are the monsters, not the two people just getting annoyed and having like falling in love.
I think if I had $1 billion, I would get more hate online.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, like if Gidim won the lottery.
And you know what? And I was touched initially. Like for a second, I was touched by that comment that you would just keep coming to work and hang out in a room with me. But then I think back. Well, wait a minute. There's absolutely nothing short of a catastrophic event that would change his routine, though. Nothing would change his routine. I don't know if it's me. I don't. I think
it's not as touching as you think it is.
No, it's not. He just doesn't. He's incapable of change.
Right.
So he still would fucking buy rancid meat with $1 billion in the bank, and he would still come in here and tell me fucking pointless inane stories.
And meanwhile, how hard is it that he has $1 billion and you're still where you're at? You know, like you're like, I gotta listen to this. I got no choice but to listen to this shit.
Can I borrow $1 for a Kit Kat?
Yeah, but I do hope that they have a long, happy marriage because the odds are stacked against them. Two celebrities. I don't know.
Has he retired?
Out. He's playing probably one more year.
One more year.
I think he probably has one more year. And if he doesn't rebound and have a better year than last year, I'm sure he has to think about retiring.
Well, also, his wife is one of the richest women in the world. So I'd be like, ah, fuck it.
Again, though, that like – I think that's the default that most people think. Well, his wife is rich, but you don't think he wants to.
But isn't he worth millions of dollars as well?
Yeah, but then if you're just sitting around playing fucking Xbox while your wife is fucking writing hit songs,
then
all of a sudden you're just that fucking dude that married Britney.
Oh no, No, he's already – isn't he considered like a great quarterback?
What was his name?
No, he's a tight end. Yeah, you're just
– tight end, sorry. Isn't he considered like a – like?
Yeah, he'll probably go in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so like what is – he's got nothing left to prove. Yeah,
Kevin Federline.
Right, but then – but you have to do something every day to – I think as a man to – like it's not playing PlayStation and your wife's going and, you know, traveling around making all this money and now you're just sitting around doing nothing.
I don't think those are his only options.
Yeah, he could be. I mean, he's a good podcaster too.
Yes, I'm saying he was funny in Happy Gilmore too. He could do some stuff.
Yeah,
in that.
He could. But
he's a blessed man. He's going to live a blessed life.
Yeah, but the odds are stacked against that marriage lasting, though. I think
just because
celebrity marriages are seemingly always fall apart after a little while.
I don't know about
then
that.
Then you got your Tom Hankses and your Rita Wilsons.
Yeah,
was she famous though?
Sure.
I think she was an actress prior to meeting him. Not nearly as famous as him, obviously.
See, I don't really know her as
Ted Danson, Mary Steenburgen, Danny DeVito, Rhea Perlman.
But I can name you a billion.
Of course.
I can rattle off a billion in marriages of two famous people.
I can name you a billion marriages of guys in my firehouse that fucking fell apart.
I just hope that there's that it's a long one forever. For them, just to kind of make up, and if you can get that back to him, because I make up for maybe for some of that shitty the internet.
I have no way to contact that man.
Because the internet is not wishing that for them.
I think a lot of people are wishing that for him.
All the Swifties are.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, they're legion.
But the miserable cunts.
Yeah, they're out there.
The world.
They got opinions.
they are not wishing.
You're going to hear it, and they're right about them.
Happy, yes.
Their opinions are correct, and your opinions are not.
It's not even an opinion. It's
no,
a fact.
And you're an evil person for thinking them. Don't disagree with them.
Now, does that kind of cut her legs out as a songwriter, though, because she can't write about
her breakups
anymore?
No.
It has to be all positive, though, if you're writing about your husband.
You got in a fight with him.
Yeah, maybe get in an argument.
I don't know.
She's like, I got a billion and you don't. Part of the lyrics.
Will she ever pull that card on him, you think?
No.
I'd pull it in the vows. Don't forget.
No, she'll never
He's
use it against
him. He's
got
so much money. It's not like he needs more than the money he has.
You've never said something. There's a no-go zone if you're in a relationship with somebody. You're like, I'm not ever going to use that against her. But
I think
have you ever broken it and been like and used it like, oh, fuck, I was probably – I said to myself I was never going to use that card and I played it.
Have I ever done that?
Yeah. Have you ever just like said something that you're like, oh, I shouldn't have used that card. That was a low blow. I shouldn't have did that.
Based on how much money I have?
No. Just not anything, though, because you can in a fit of anger, she could get mad at him and say –
What is she going to say? You're only worth $500 million as opposed to my $700 million? Like what is she going to say?
You're poor.
Yeah. I mean – If anything, like they're pretty equal. Like he doesn't need her money at all.
Prenup?
Probably, yeah. Probably, I would say so. But probably a very easy prenup to get through.
Yeah,
you keep yours, I keep mine.
Originally, I brought her up because, and I would not have thought this, but I saw an article: Taylor Swift songs to have sex to, and there's a whole bunch. I would not think that she was the. And it made me wonder, well, what's on your playlist? Probably not Taylor Swift, right?
We did this with Tim once.
Yeah, we did this on I did Monday Night Football theme.
Yeah,
right.
Guess you're going.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, it's talking all about like intimacy, physical attraction, breathy moaning, desires, and potential transgression.
I like professional wrestling on TV while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Good background noise.
Sweaty, masculine men writhing all over each other.
Keep the looking. Sound of the crowd. Sweat of flying.
I'm going to put you in a full Nelson.
Yeah.
They do that.
You're ready to take a bump, bitch.
Going off the top rope. Q's going to the top rope. Look out. Here comes
Look out
Q.
for the ropes. Here comes Q. Standing on the edge of the bed.
Ding, ding, ding. You got a luchador mask on. I'm ready to go,
and
man.
Go George the Animal Steel on you.
Call this kid pregnant.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Would you try Taylor Swift if you're not listening to wrestling?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Give it a try.
I don't find her music particularly sensual, but she's got some good songs.
They're saying the key songs are Dress, So It Goes,
Dress,
False God, I Can See You, Guilty as Sin, and Lavender Haze.
Well, listen to this Dress song. I'm going to say that's the number one selection, Dress.
From 1989.
You see, how long she been writing songs?
No, no. The album name is 89.
Oh, okay. I was like, how the fuck is that possible?
No, it's the album name. It's a great album.
She was like 11 in 89?
Yeah. Oh, so I know that song.
Style.
Yeah.
With sensual descriptions of attraction.
Yeah.
My songs are a bit older than that. They're nothing going to be that current. You know, some Leo Sayre.
What year is that?
You make me feel like dancing. 77 Q. Yeah.
Gonna dance in that away. Oh, and that high pitched voice.
You make me feel like dancing.
Yeah, there you go, Q. Yeah. I'm getting all chubby right now. Like I'm on the set of Teen Wolf.
Yeah, here he is.
Look at this. Yeah, man. You know people got busy to this shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Nothing to the current fangle shit.
You know, no, not
that makes me fucking the opposite of fucking ready.
Right.
I feel like I'm like a turtle going inside a shell when I hear that new shit.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, it's like my cock fucking retreats inside my body.
That's not good.
You when can't I hear have any, that. Anything new. Anything post-1990.
Wow, you have it. 1990.
It makes my member just want to fucking run and hide. The last
I gotta say though, like sometimes you put on something like Wu-Tang and then all of a sudden there's like a skit in the middle of it.
Yeah, you know? like get your nuts on that. Yeah. That's all right. You do it in the playlist, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
That was it for me, I think. I think that's all I had, yeah. Although the guy from Walking Tall, you remember that movie?
The original?
The original movie, Walking Tall?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Joe Don Baker?
Carry a Big Stick.
Yeah, it's they're saying that he actually murdered his wife.
Whoa.
Why won't this fucking
Joe Don Baker murdered his wife?
No. I think no, the real life.
The actual sheriff.
Oh, okay. I was like, holy
shit. The real life story it's based on. Well, Speak softly and carry a big stick. Is that the tagline to that?
I never saw Walking Tall.
Oh, wow.
So the movie is based on this incident?
I think it was based on him as a sheriff, right? The movie? Yeah. He was portrayed in a 1973 hit movie led people to believe that his wife was ambushed by his enemies.
Holy fuck. How'd they figure that out?
They're still working on cases from the 70s.
58 years ago.
He's dead. He died 7 years later.
Right.
But how the fuck did they figure it out?
Internet sleuths?
I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, it didn't say in the article I read either.
Oh, I want to know.
Buford Pusser fans.
He can't defend himself.
No. He was a tough but fair sheriff with zero tolerance for crime.
It's got to be, right?
Oh, it says investigators covered up that she suffered signs of domestic violence.
Oh, boy.
They began re-examining files on her death in 2022 as part of a regular review of cold cases. And then they found inconsistencies between the sheriff's version of events and the physical evidence. And then they received a tip about a potential murder weapon and exhumed the wife's body for an autopsy.
Wow.
Hey, I wanted to ask you guys
the sheriff
next
died
week,
in a car crash, too.
Oof.
If you guys want to bring one old story to retell and have an old retell them Steve Dave episode, just one story that you've told on tell them Steve Dave that you'd like to retell.
All right.
Sure.
All right.
Think of something.
I like it. I'm in.
Do it.
I thought it'd be interesting, fun here, if anything's changed. Right. And, well, I wouldn't be able to tell you, but I mean, but I bet your listeners will be able to. Like, well, oh, this part changed, and they didn't mention this.
Why is he a hero in this story?
All right.
That's it.
Tell him, Steve Dave.